21st through the 23rd. All sessions are free. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-SEE-JOYCE or visit us online at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
With all my heart. Numbers chapter 33, we continue in our series entitled The Faith Crises. Unless a crisis comes, we may be in the faith crisis the rest of the year. I don't know. We're just going to leave it to the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen? Faith is so important, so very important, because anything that is not of faith is sin. Sin means missing the mark. Doesn't necessarily mean pornography, that's part of sin, or drunkenness, but it means missing the mark. Anything that is not of faith is sin. That's how important faith is. The scripture says repeatedly, the just shall live by faith. We dishonor God when we are not exercising faith. You know, it takes faith to love. And the reason why sometimes love grows cold is because you're not operating in faith. Though I speak with the tongue of men and of angels and have not love, it profits me nothing. Faith operates by love, but we must operate in faith. And faith will cause love to work. In other words, faith has a corresponding action. Sometimes when you have a tough time dealing with a person or personality, exercise your faith and do something even though you don't feel like it. See, the love that God has for us is not always a feeling. The just don't walk by feeling. They walk by faith. See, you have love, but sometimes that love has been buried. See, because iniquity is abounding in the world, the love of many in the church is waxing cold. You know, in other words, the world is heaping stuff on it. It's like it's stopping up your well. So you need to start operating in faith again. When I go on this job, I know they're going to act like a fool. I know what they're going to say. I know they're going to say stuff that vexes my spirit. But instead of me getting mad, I'm going to say something kind to them. Hello? I'm going to counter that with something good. You start to create an atmosphere. And see, darkness cannot comprehend light. Darkness and light cannot coexist. It's when you feed into that darkness that your light starts to flicker. Tell somebody, get that bushel from over your light. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. There's a saying that Alexander conquered the world by force. Jesus conquered it by love. Alexander is a figure in history, but Jesus, everything is his story. Time is contingent upon him, A.D. and B.C. Some of the battles you're in right now, you're not going to win them by force. You're not going to win them by being stubborn. Come on, you're not going to win them by just outlast another person. You're going to have to revert to God's way.
Hello? Don't shout me down. The faith crisis we're going to talk about today in the time we have allotted. We're going to talk about pulling down strongholds. I mean, it takes faith to pull down strongholds. And sometimes pulling down strongholds is not just using force of words. Sometimes you have to exercise love and kindness to dismantle hatred. Hello? And cruelty. That's what Jesus did. Amen? All right. Numbers chapter 33. Let's take a look at when the children of Israel went into the promised land. Starting at verse 50 of Numbers chapter 33. First of all, before we get into that scripture, we recall in chapter 13 of Numbers the 12 spies, right, that went in to spy the promised land. Right? We remember that. We're acquainted with that portion of scripture. They went in to spy. First of all, God never intended nor was in agreement with sending spies. We read that Wednesday night, how the people chose that, and Moses was in agreement with it. God was never in agreement with it. See, it's an indication that you are not truly believing and trusting in God's promise. We call it wisdom. But it's not the wisdom of God. It's earthly, sensual, sensual. You need some conviction in your senses versus in your spirit. God gave them a promise. Tell the person beside you, God's given you a promise. You don't need spies. You don't need spies. You don't need a word from everybody in order for you to believe God. If God's given you a word, you need to hold on to that word if nobody agrees with you. If things look like they get progressively worse, but God gave you a word. And let me tell you, in your development, in your making, God will allow sometimes things to get worse before they get better. So if you are governed by your senses, you'll be turned back. See, God can't raise you up and give you all inheritance and then you squander it. Those spies, except for two, those spies, they went in and they had a foretaste. They brought the fruit of the land back. See, God will show you sometimes. Even though you're not in the land, he'll let you taste it. He'll put in your house that big old, in your heart, that big old house. Are you hearing? This is me. You know, the car, this is me. I'm just using that. This is me. You ain't got two nickels to rub together. But yet God give you a foretaste. But see, the thing about it, God has to develop you. Because they came back, they had a foretaste, but they never got rid of the slave mentality. They had the foretaste. Yes, this is the fruit of the land. But nevertheless, we saw the giants. So my endeavor here is for us to pull down these strongholds. Amen. A lot of times we look at strongholds as being out there. The strongholds ain't out there. That's cake. The giants are bread for us. But the strongholds are in here. Hello? Those are the fellas that have to come down. God can, with a blast of his nostrils. But he's not going to override this. This has to be changed. This has to be transformed. This has to yield. God would cease to be God if he forced you. Now the devil will try to force you. God will not override your will. You make enough wrong choices, circumstances is going to crowd you. But God will never override your will. He made you free in your will. If ever he just overrode your will and made you, he would cease to be God. He'd be the devil. That's what distinguishes him from the devil. The devil's always trying to bring you captive, trick you, subvert you, destroy you. Even how we got saved was through loving kindness. Now, you might have got yourself in a mess out there to where you had no way out. Amen. But in the midst of that, it was God's love and kindness that drew you. Hello? So some of us almost got killed the day before and we wound up in church. It wasn't almost getting killed that got you in church. It was God's loving kindness. It just so happened choices you made put you in that spot. You have to understand something about the things of God. As we've been talking about, all moves of God tend to be surrounded by conflict. God tells you yes, and then all of a sudden circumstances tell you no. God tell you he gonna bless you in a certain area or in a certain way, and it seems like that collapses. Don't shout me down. See, we have to be trained to listen to our spirit. That's what it's all about. You know, God can make everything in your environment perfect too. But we would be spoiled brats with the silver spoon. So he allows different things to partake in training us to listen to our spirit. Because see, oftentimes, if you listen closely, God is saying yes, even though when other things are saying no. God is saying move forward when everything else is trying to tell you, no, you ain't going nowhere. Tell somebody, listen to your spirit. Sometimes things look like they are bad when God is saying, no, everything's going to be all right. Hello? Remember the woman with the issue of blood? She spent all she had on physicians that couldn't help her, and she grew worse. No better, but got worse. I mean, hopelessness. But when she heard about Jesus, she said something. Faith came alive on the inside of her. And that faith that was on the inside of her drove her. Hello? Even though everything else was saying, nope, it's over. Just crawl over into a corner and die. There's no hope for you. But there was something on the inside of her that drove her to say, you know what, it ain't over yet. Tell somebody, it ain't over till it's over. Did you know, God will not break a wound or a broken reed. He won't break, you know, like a leaf that's broken. He won't. A bruised reed he won't break. A candle or a flame that's about to go out, God won't blow it out. Because see, with God, there's hope. With God, there's a way when it seems like it's no way. Really, there is. With the Lord, there's always a way. Tell somebody there's always a way. Come on, tell them there's always hope. Come on, tell them it's never too late with God.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 16 of The Faith Crisis, Pulling Down Strongholds. Oftentimes, the place where God has chosen to bless you the greatest is the place where the devil will contend with you the most. Don't worry. God has already gone before you. He is in your tomorrow right now. There is a tree in your desert. Anything that is not of faith is sin. We dishonor God when we're not walking in faith. Have faith to believe.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.